Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Christina Cavanaugh is with us, folks. She's an internationally recognized expert in the area of electronic communication, especially email. She's the author of Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox, and she's our good friend, longtime 6-year-plus Brain Trust member, Christina Cavanaugh. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. My pleasure as always.
It's good to have you here all the way from Toronto. Thanks for hanging out and there with us. How's the winter going so far up there in Toronto?
The winter here is very mild, you know, hardly any snow.
Really?
Unlike 2 hours away, they had something like 6 feet of snow already.
Wow. 2 hours west of you?
Yes, 2 hours west.
Yeah. Well, of course, as you know, the United States is getting blasted this whole month with some pretty cold weather and a lot of snow. So it's just going south of you, I guess. But anyway, we're glad you're here. Christina, one of the things that I do, I'm not as organized with my email as I ought to be, but one of the reasons is that I don't use enough folders. I do use folders, but I don't use them enough. Mm-hmm. And so how I manage that is I use folders for some things, but I don't put things in folders immediately. I leave them in my inbox, and then after a while I put things in folders after a few weeks or months, but I wind up having quite a few, maybe as much as 1,000 or more email in my inbox. But they've all been dealt with. They're not still open, you know, and they're still waiting to be opened or anything like that. But these are all things. These are all emails that I'm going to go back to. I want to search them quickly. You see what I mean? These are our addresses or whatever. I want to go back to and see the text quickly. But every few months, I do go back and put them into, like, for example, when the new year hits, I'll go back and I'll make sure that there are no email in my inbox that are over, say, 3 months old or 6 months old. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the way I do it. It's not great organizing, but it is some organizing. What do you think?
Well, I mean, any type of organizing is good, and that's what's required with email, because we get so many of them, and it can be very overwhelming. So one of the ways to take control is to designate a function for your inbox and a function for your folders. I think 1,000 in your inbox might be a bit too unwieldy, and you might want to put some of those in folders and only keep your inbox for current items.
So if I said 2,000, you would have been aghast, right? You wouldn't have believed that, right?
Well, you know what? I have talked to people who admit to 8,000 to 10,000.
Oh no! That's ridiculous.
Well, it's almost like having a messy closet.
Right.
It's like, I don't want to go in there because I know as soon as I open the door, I'm going to be disappointed.
Well, exactly. Well, here's the thing that I found is that you don't have any unopened, undealt with email in your inbox, because that messes with your server, right? I mean, and if you don't have the settings right, you don't have, and you've got a bunch of, you know, spam you haven't dealt with or whatever. At least my list that you say is still too many, at least it's clean. In other words, those are only emails from people or organizations that I'm going to want to go back to.
Right. Well, then I would suggest, I mean, it's up to you, of course, but if you know that you have people and organizations you're going to go back to, I'd almost suggest creating new folders that, you know, with titles on them that say what they are.
But then I have to go back and open that folder. If I know I'm going to use something in over the next few weeks or months, and I'm going to go back and keep referencing that email, mm-hmm. then I have to go open that folder to get to that, right?
Well, that's true. That's,
see, this,
know,
way, they're... this way, all I have to do is type in, you know, do a little quick search, and it pops it right in there.
Yeah. Well, and if that system works for you, then there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with it.
As dysfunctional as it may be, if it works for me, it's okay. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it is, but I think that the key is to have a system and have your own system that works. And I think that for a lot of people, they just don't clean their inboxes, or they don't designate a function or a use for the inbox.
And they wonder why their computer's bogged down. They wonder why their email server is not giving them their email quick enough. And it's because they've got hundreds, maybe thousands, of emails that should be trashed and haven't been trashed, or should be, you know, opened and then dealt with somehow. That's what clogs up the computer and the servers, isn't it?
Well, that's right, and it's what clogs up our brains too, because we know that stuff is there, and it might be a silent killer, if you will, but it's there. And so, you know, I suggest to people, especially now that it's the end of the year, we're coming to the new year, this is a perfect time to think a little bit more about how I could be a bit more efficient with email. Maybe people have a lot of folders, but those folders aren't working for them. So you might want to rethink how you name your folders, or what folders you use and how you use them.
Right.
And, you know, maybe you want to collapse some that don't work for you, create new ones, and also archive older emails. So, you know, if you're not using emails that are a year or more old, then you might want to put them into a deeper archive and get them out of the, you know, regular system.
I do that. So I get a little pat on the back for that, right?
Oh, yes, you get a big pat on
the back. All right, good. I always like a little warm fuzzy there. All right, so, but the main thing is I really do believe that there are people who don't realize, because I've seen this, they don't realize what their email folders and their way they've dealt with their email or haven't dealt with it, how it's really making them unproductive, and their computers unproductive.
Mm-hmm. No, it's true. I mean, I coach people on email on a regular basis, and creating folders is the thing that drives people crazy.
Yeah.
Because they don't know how they want to sort their email.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so the thinking around how does it work for my business, so the strategy and the planning is the one thing. Once you take the time to do that, then creating the folders and mechanically moving everything is easy.
So, folks, take a little time, get rid of all the stuff that you don't want, trash and retrash all the bad stuff that you don't need anymore, and then build those folders. Learn how to use those folders. I'm making a promise to Christina right now. I'm going to do a better job with folders next year. When we come back, we're going to talk about different ways of connecting electronically. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.